The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Board Association, serving Long Island school boards since 1959. Well, some time back, we did a show with this Franklin Square School District, and in particular, the elementary building that was putting on a first-ever production in their building, and they decided to do Beauty and the Beast. And we had such a great time with the kids. They were so energetic, so excited. They were prepping for the show. They were rehearsing their lines. And if you remember, we even had them sing. They were practicing their accents. I remember the clock with his, you know, he nailed that French accent. It was just absolutely amazing. And, you know, listen, for elementary kids to get up there and form a play in front of parents and friends and community members, very, very impressive. And these kids impressed me so much, I was like, I have to have them back and find out how the show went. So first, I want to welcome back to the show the superintendent of schools, Jared Bloom. Jared, listen, your kids, like I said, were so impressive. I had to have them back. I could not have them back and see how the show went, because I couldn't get up to the show. Otherwise, I would have loved to see it in person. But so from your perspective, brand new initiative, straight out of the box, how'd it go?
It was phenomenal. I give so much credit to our students, our staff, and the team at Plaza Productions who helped us to bring this to fruition. This has been something that we've been talking about for a number of years now. It's something that the community was asking for and something that our student advisory was asking for. And the fact that we were able to bring students from all three buildings together, over 70 students performing over four evening and an afternoon, was just remarkable. And they just did such, you had to be there and to watch their faces as they performed in front of hundreds and hundreds of audience members. As the lights went up, the costumes went on, the set design was incredible. I give them just, again, a lot of credit. It is not an easy task to stand up on that stage in front of one person, but to stand up in front, you know, of 400 plus people, wow, night after night after night, again,
four performances for the elementary school. Four performances
for an elementary.
I mean, that wipes out high school kids. So these kids must have been a little tired.
Yeah, you put a lot of time into these productions, and the kids are rehearsing, you know, and to just do one production, we felt would not give it justice. So we wanted to make sure that they had multiple opportunities to perform for our community. And we sold out twice. We had to actually add seats. So
that's a good sign when you're selling out the show, and it just, you know, live performances, the performers will feed off the energy in the room too. And so from a superintendent's perspective, what has been the feedback that you've gotten from your community about the show?
I think there's a couple of things. I think number one, just the joy that was brought forward to the community. You know, the last couple of years have been a little challenging. And I think that there was an opportunity here for, you know, 71 kids to perform in front of really thousands of people over the course of four days, and to just bring joy to their lives. And teachers, I mean, we had over 100 staff members that attended the productions. We had, again, hundreds of community members, and so many people just came up, emailed, called, and just said how much joy they felt as a result of these kids, their smiles, their talent that was brought forward. The other feedback, I think, is just, you know, the desire for more, you know, activities where students from our three schools can come together and spend time together, to learn together, to enjoy each other's company. And then finally, the last thing is just, it really showed that students, when they find their niche, shine. And so many of our students were able to get up on that stage and show their true talent, where maybe they're more reserved in a classroom, but on that stage, it's incredible what comes out in terms of that characterization. And as you said, the accents and the voices, those strong singing voices. So again, I think sometimes you put a costume on, you put the makeup on, you get up on stage in front of those lights, and it just does something and transforms these kids. These are memories that they will have forever.
Great. Want to welcome also back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools, Maura Gallagher, before we start talking with our stars and our actors there. Maura, welcome back. So from your perspective, what was your big takeaway from all the hard work and all the planning and then just sitting back watching these shows? What was your big takeaway?
Sure. Thanks, Bob. I would have to say the joy that we just... it was emoted from the students, the families, the staff members. Everybody was just in awe of them, and that the passion that they put into this, I'll call it a project, but it was really a collaboration from all three buildings with so many students, and everybody did their part to make it a success. And the joy that came from all of that was phenomenal.
Yeah. And I have to assume there was probably still a lot of buzz in the building the week after. Yeah. In the buildings. Yes.
For sure. Absolutely. Everybody was talking about it. Very proud moment.
Yeah. And what was the biggest feedback that the kids themselves gave back to you?
I would have to say, well, they were all very tired, but I think that they really all enjoyed the opportunity to shine and to just have fun and be kids and to play the role of somebody else and to shine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of the kids, we have a whole bunch of them back here again. And they captured our heart the last time. That's why we had to bring them back. And I'm anxious to hear how it was. So, Lucilla, I'm going to start with you. And once again, just remind me what grade you were in. You're in, Lucilla, and what part did you play?
Hi, I'm in fifth grade, and I played the part of a fork.
You were a fork. So you were at the table at Be Our Guest and dancing around. So your costume was a big fork, right?
Yes.
So tell me, how did you like being on stage? Curtain goes up, lights are on. What was that like for you?
Well, it was like, it felt great. Every like part of it just like connected to me and stuff like that. It was really fun to just be on stage.
And did you hear people clapping and cheering and everything else like that?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel when the audience reacted to how you guys were performing?
It just made me feel really happy. I had like a big smile on. It was fun.
That's great. Yeah. And what are you looking forward to in the future? Are you going to be doing this again?
I want to. I really want to.
All right. So you kind of got the theater bug, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And I also want to welcome back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools, Mason. Again, Mason, remind us what grade you're in and the part that you played.
So thanks for having me back. I am in fifth grade, and I was Cogsworth.
You were Cogsworth, the clock. That's right. I do remember. And you kind of have a tough costume, right? I mean, the fork is kind of tough, but yours is a big clunky costume. And, you know, and if I remember right, Belle's father kind of like, you know, oh, you're just a clock or something like that. And you kind of had to correct him. So how was the show for you, Mason?
I think it was awesome. So you're right. The costume was a bit annoying.
Well, you know, every actor has their trials and tribulations, as they would say, but the show must go on. What was the best part for you, though?
I think the best part was the ending. Like, I came out for my bow and everyone was like laughing and clapping, and that was the best part for me.
Getting all the audience appreciation after a show for a job well done. Now, listen, you did four shows. How do you keep up the energy to do all four shows?
I don't know. I just feel like I pushed through it all.
Just like a champion, just pushed through it all. And Mason, if you had a kind of talk somebody into wanting to do the show next year, tell them why they should do the show.
Well, I think they should, well, it's a lot of hard work and effort, but it's really fun, and you get to meet a lot of people that you would never really meet from the other schools.
That's right, because it's multiple elementary buildings that were participating in this, and you all got together for the show and the practices. Good. So you meet other people. And what was the thing that you learned the most about theater?
Costumes.
No, really tough question. Right.
Remembering lines are harder than I thought.
Oh, very hard.
And that I just have the urge to never see myself perform.
That's great. Well, listen, we are speaking with the kids from the Franklin Square School District, multiple elementary buildings that recently had a production of Beauty and the Beast. We had them on before the show, and now we're kind of debriefing and finding out how it went, what they liked. And, well, listen, some of them obviously got the actors or theater bug. You're listening to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your schools are involved in, and your students may be the next one right here in our Spotlight. We'll be right back after this. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. And once again, Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by Nassau Suffolk School Board Association, serving Long Island school boards since 1959. Bob Vecchio continuing our conversation with the kids from the Franklin Square School District. And a follow-up, because they put on the first ever production over there for the elementary schools of Beauty and the Beast. We had them on before the show a couple of months back, and now we're here to hear all about how it went. So I'm going to now go to Bella. Bella, what grade are you in, and what part did you play?
I'm in fifth grade, and I was the baker.
That's right. You were the baker. And what was your favorite part of the entire play?
Probably meeting new people, because also going on stage, because I have a lot of new friends that I never thought I would meet.
Now, something usually pretty funny goes haywire behind the scenes, right? Backstage. Something goes crazy that only the cast knows and the audience doesn't know because you come back out. Did anything like crazy happen backstage that nobody knows about that you guys are still talking about?
Well, basically, in one of the dressing rooms, we made like a theater handshake before we go on.
A secret handshake before you went on. And you all did the secret handshake. Now, this is radio. We're not going to be able to see it. So you guys, when you see each other now, do you still do the secret handshake?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. And talk to me about performing in front of a live audience. I mean, you guys did four shows, you sold shows out. Was that intimidating, or did you kind of like, wow, this is really cool? I mean, I think I'd be a little intimidated.
Since I also like have the theater bug, I thought it was really amazing, but...
All right. And I think, if I remember right, are you the one that's been to the theater before, too? You've been to some shows or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. So so now do you have a different appreciation for how tough of a job it is to perform as an actor on stage? Definitely. What was the hardest thing to do?
Probably working with costumes, props, and the set.
Yeah. I'm sure. Well, speaking of costumes and the set we were talking off air, Ryan was also involved in Beauty and the Beast. Ryan, when we were talking before the show got started, you were telling me about, the costumes were a real headache. So, Ryan, what grade are you in once again? And talk to us about the costumes. What made it like, costumes?
I'm in fifth grade. The costumes were like all over the place. So sometimes it was like when we were starting, everyone was running all over the place trying to get their costume.
Yeah, the rushing behind the stage saying, okay, we got to change the costumes, you know, because everybody's sometimes doing multiple parts. Who was in charge of the costumes? Was there a person keeping track to make sure everybody had their costumes?
No, it was really just us.
Really just you guys, kind of on your own. What was your favorite part about the show, and what part did you do in the show?
I really liked the castle parts because they were the ones with most music, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you like the music part.
Especially with Lumiere and Cogsworth.
Cogsworth. He did it, you know, Cogsworth. He has an important role, and, you know, Mason has a lot of confidence there. What part did you play, Ryan?
I'm Maurice, the one with the pasta strainer on the head.
Pasta strainer on your head. All right. Good for you. And what was it like performing in front of the audience?
It was like there was a lot of times where we had to run in and get the cues.
Right.
Because sometimes they didn't come in on time.
Okay. And then you had to improvise a little bit. What did your parents tell you about your performance, Ryan?
They liked it. They loved it. Especially Cogsworth.
Cogsworth was a big hit with your mom and dad.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, listen, if I remember correctly, Silas, welcome back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Now, Silas, if memory serves me right, you were the one with the French accent?
Yes.
See, I remember because I remember you telling me how you practiced your French accent even before you auditioned. So you were the candlestick, correct?
Yes.
All right. Silas, you had a great singing voice and your accent was great. How did the show go from your perspective, Silas?
I think that the show was awesome.
And what was your favorite part and what did you enjoy the most?
I'd say that my favorite part of the show was the roses because it was really cool. We got to literally like interact with the audience because at the beginning, before the show started, we sold roses, light up roses. And then during this poem, the audience would wave the roses into the sky and it was just really like beautiful.
That's a great idea. So you sold roses before the show and then the audience was kind of interactive with the show that they were using the roses. That's really cool. And now, did you get a lot of compliments about your French accent and your performance?
Yeah.
All right. And what was the biggest thing that people kept telling you over and over again about how you did?
They said that they love my French accent.
All right. And what do you think you did really, really well? And what do you think you could have did a little bit better? Because if you were a very confident young man, and I'm sure you kind of looked back and said, I rocked this out, and this, maybe I could have did a little better.
Well, I think that I did really well on hitting some notes and being loud. But what I could have done better was I felt like I could have, like, there was a few mistakes that I made, but I know that I like made them up kind of good. I patched them up.
All right. And you probably got better as the shows went along, right? I mean, you had four shows, so that was
definitely.
Yeah, great. Also want to welcome back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools, Sarah. Sarah, four shows. How did you manage to keep up your energy and enthusiasm for all four shows?
I just winged it most of the time. So I just went with the flow. Wasn't really paying attention. I was paying attention, but not that much. I just winged it.
Right. You weren't paying. You're just going with it. You were in the zone, as they would say. Sarah, remind me, what part did you have in the play?
Lady with Cane.
The lady. That's right. The lady with the cane. And what was your big line again?
I need six eggs.
You need six eggs. Did they get you the six eggs finally?
My friends have given them.
And what was it like performing in front of a live audience for you, Sarah? I mean, is this the first time you've done this? And what was it like?
I mean, I just didn't pay attention to them. Since they were in complete blackout, I just mainly turned my focus to the stage. But I have been on the stage before, like with chorus and stuff like that.
Okay, so it's a little familiar. Okay.
Yeah.
And talk to me about the excitement, the anticipation when the curtain's lifting up and you're behind the curtain ready to go. What is that like as a performer when the curtain's going up?
You just kind of have to wait for cues. Like, as soon as the curtain's up, you just don't go out. You have to wait until like something happens. For your cue and just go out from there.
Well, you guys were awesome. And you're awesome. That's why I had to have you back and hear how it went. Once again, Superintendent of Schools, Jared Bloom, you know, hats off to you. Congratulations on a very successful inaugural run. So talk to us about what's next in the future for the Franklin Square School District with regards to the performing arts.
Thank you, Bob, for having us. We really appreciate it. For us, we are, you know, certainly looking forward to an even bigger and better production next year, although I don't know how our kids and our staff will top it off. But I know we're already planning, you know, the show for next year and trying to figure out, you know, how we can continue to innovate on what we did this year. We're also looking to add additional, you know, opportunities for students to get together from our three buildings. So as a result of, you know, this production, our team is having conversations with our Student Advisory Council, as well as with our Board of Education, our Citizens Advisory, and that will kind of lead us to next year's opportunities for kids.
Well, Franklin Square, congratulations. I am so glad you guys had a successful show, selling shows out, and you had a great time and you made some new friends. And listen, I look forward to hearing about the future shows, and I'm sure it's not going to be the last I hear from this group of kids as they move forward in their education, because they've set the bar pretty high. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. And again, check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And your district may be the next one right here in our Spotlight. Take care and be well.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.